Chapter 13. Nothing can happen now. That evening, after dinner, I had a long talk with Mr. Daly. Spider was asleep in front of the bright fire. Daly gave me a drink, and I began my story. I told him everything I had seen and heard. When I had finished, there was silence. My story was told. I was at peace.
"Well, young man," Samuel Daly said at last, "you've had an unhappy time here."
"Yes," I said, "but it's finished. Those things can't harm me now, can they?" Daly said nothing, but he looked unhappy. "Nothing can happen now," I said with a smile. "I'm never going back there. All is well." Daly said nothing. I began to feel worried. "Can there be anything else?" I asked. "Nothing will harm me now, will it?"
"Not you, perhaps," Daly said slowly. "You can leave, but the rest of us must stay here. We have to live with it."
"With what? Live with what?" I asked.
"This town has lived in fear for a long time," Daly said. "For more than 50 years. Terrible things have happened, but people don't talk about them."
My heart beat faster. I did not want to know any more, but Mr. Daly went on talking.
"You know most of the story, but not all of it," he said. "Janet Humphrey sent her boy to Wealmarsh House, to her sister, Mrs. Drablow. At first, Janet went away to another part of the country, but she had to be near her son. She came back to Criddon. She got work in the town, but Alice Drablow refused to see her. She refused to let Janet see the child. Janet's anger was terrible. So Alice Drablow allowed her to visit the house, but she must never tell the boy who she was. But the boy looked like his mother, and he loved her. He loved his mother more than Alice Drablow. Janet wanted her son back. She planned to take him away from Wealmarsh House. Then the accident happened. The sea mist came down suddenly. The boy and the nursemaid were drowned. The driver of the trap, too. He was Keckwick's father. And the boy's little dog. They were all drowned," Daly said.
"All drowned," I said slowly.
"Yes. And Janet saw everything. She saw everything from the bedroom window."
"Oh, my God," I said quietly.
"Janet Humphrey began to go mad," Samuel Daly said. "She was mad with sorrow and anger. She said her sister had killed her son. Then poor Janet became ill. She became thin and pale. Children were frightened of her. When she died, people began to see her ghost. There is something more terrible. Each time she is seen, something else happens."
"What?" I asked.
"A child has died, either by illness or in a terrible accident."
"Any child? A child in the town?"
"Any child," said Daly. "Once it was Jerome's child." "You may find this hard to believe, Arthur," Daly added. "But it is true."
I looked into his eyes.
"I believe it, Mr. Daly," I said. "I believe it."
That night I slept badly. I woke up again and again. I had terrible dreams. When morning came, I felt weak and ill. I was very ill for 5 days. In my illness, I had terrible dreams. In my dreams, the woman in black pushed her terrible face near mine. She sat on my bed, watching, watching. I heard the cry of her dying child again and again. I heard the bump, bump of the rocking chair. Slowly, I got better. At the end of 12 days, I was well again. It was a day of winter sunshine. I was sitting downstairs by the open window. Spider lay at my feet. A bird was singing in the garden. I listened to it with peace in my heart. I heard the sound of a car and voices. I heard footsteps. The door behind me opened.
"Arthur," a voice said quietly. It was a voice I knew.
I turned quickly. My dear Stella was walking towards me. She had come to take me home. The next morning, Stella and I left together. We did not go back into the town. We went straight to the railway station in Mr. Daly's car. The Dalys had looked after me well. I was sad to say goodbye to them. They agreed to visit us in London. And I was sad to say goodbye to Spider. There was a question I had to ask Mr. Daly. I waited until Stella was saying goodbye to Mrs. Daly.
"There is something I must know," I said to Mr. Daly. "You told me that a child always died."
"Yes, always."
"Then, has a child?"
"No, nothing has happened," Daly said. "A child hasn't died yet."
"Then pray God the woman in black has gone forever," I said. "Pray God her power is at an end."
"Yes, yes," Daly said. "We all hope that." I began to feel sorry for poor Janet Humphrey. She had lost her son. Her sorrow and anger had made her mad. Now Mrs. Drablow was dead. Ealmarsh House was empty. Wasn't that the end? Could Janet Humphrey rest in peace now? The train was waiting. I said goodbye to the Dalys. Thank God, my business in Criffin Gifford was finished.